Mr. Mayor and council members. Appreciate that you're interested in the foreclosure process as well as the homeowner bill of rights.
Identify yourself, please.
Oh, thank you. Henry Walker, CEO of Farmers Merchants Bank and a downtown resident. It's interesting the items brought up here about fairness, about transparency in the mortgage process, about a dual-track process. I'm telling you, the foreclosure process works very well, and it was designed to work well, and it has been slowed considerably by legislation over the past several years. The culprits of the problem we have are certainly a bad economy, first. Second, were the rating agencies that rated the mortgages as high quality. There were a lot of low quality mortgages produced out there, and a lot of people got in their homes with only 5 or 10% down. And yes, that equity is gone. And while the equity is gone, why continue the damage on the banking industry, which is trying to put out new credits to new individuals? When you promote homeowners' bill of rights, what you do effectively is you tell the banking industry, maybe you don't want to be a lender for home loans, because you again restrict and you push on them more regulations, which causes us to say, I don't know if I want to be a home lender. It's a problem, and there's unintended consequences to this. I will tell you, the homeowners had rights. The homeowners had rights when they signed the note and the deed of trust, and they had an obligation to pay it back. That's what they agreed to do. It was a contractual obligation, and to interfere with that contractual obligation is wrong. In fact, I almost think it's un-American. The above was not banking. It was the rating agencies. Further, I will tell you, the foreclosure process works. It is a 120-day process that has now been extended longer than that. And I will tell you, of the colleagues I know in the banking industry, we all want to work with our borrowers, and we all want to help them stay if they can. The problem is they need jobs. This doesn't help jobs. What we need in the, what we need at the state level are jobs for the state of California. So that'll be my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. Next, please.
Hi, my name is Diane Daly. I live in the 8th District. I've never spoken here before, and I'm very nervous about doing so. And what I say has changed from what I had planned to say based on what the gentleman from the bank said. I'm furious that he would come up here and say that these foreclosures are because of the economy. The problems with the economy started with the banks. He neglected that fact. We all know that it was the banks who made the predatory loans, caused this bubble in the real estate market, and then took those loans and sold them and diced them and sliced them and turned them into securities so that nobody even knows who owns those mortgages anymore. And this is what's happening with all these foreclosures. People are being foreclosed on because the banks are making profits. And they are, we have a friend who was making her payments, every payment. She was contacting the banks, every day to work out a loan remodification after she'd had some losses in her life that were not of her doing. She was employed. She was making her mortgage payments. She had a balloon payment that she was unable to make. Subsequently, the bank, at the same time as they were telling her on a daily basis, we lost your paperwork, you'll have to talk to this person today, even though you talked to the other person yesterday, which is to Kamala Harris's exact bill, naming one person for a homeowner to have contact with to resolve these issues. She talked to multiple people day after day after day. I know I'm running long, but I want to show that I have an understanding of this, and that I really think it's important. And Ms. Shipsky, I saw your post on Facebook, and I invited many friends to come here in support of this because I think it's so important to so many people in our communities. We all see it. It's not something we can be fooled about, as the gentleman is trying to do. It's not that the regulations are the problems. The problems are the lack of regulations. When Glass-Steagall was repealed, that meant that the banks were no longer banks. They're now betting on mortgages and betting that they will fail. I think we've all heard that. So that's enough. I just want you to know that we see this. And we're watching to see who's supporting what. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, please.